Geico Paperclip Toothpick. Oh yeah, really enjoyed that song. For more information, log on to facebook.com/flamingpinkmexico. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with the duo known as Loves It. And it's going to be really cool because we're going to be talking with Vaughn and Jenny in moments. But before we do that, let's hear another song. I've been playing Christina Hale for quite some time now. Lo and behold, she hits me up with another song. So I thought I'd play it. Here is Hell's Angels.
Pray for the city on my brutal streets. Long all the possessions, dark songs repeat. Pray for the city, walk the chapel of Rome.
Hey, this is Vaughn from Loves It. I'm going to be talking to Turtle, but first, here's our song Wild.
You told me you wouldn't see her. How
up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Just I'm up in Massachusetts. We just picked up a new bass player today, so we are we picked him up in New York, or in New Haven, and we're just having a rehearsal down in the basement right now.
That is...
Jenny's grandma's house.
That's cool. So you just added this bass player on a whim, or was this something that you guys had been planning?
We had it planned out for a while, so... He caught the train into New Haven today, and we picked him up on when we were coming from New Haven and brought him to Massachusetts with us tonight.
Wow. Is he right there? Can I say hello to him? Can you put him on the phone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, hold on just a second. He's downstairs, man.
All right.
Give me just a second. Because I don't know if the phone died. I don't know if I got reception downstairs, but I'll let you say hi to him. Jared Engel is the guy's name.
Okay. I'll say hello to him.
Jared, he wants to say hi to you. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jared? How's it going?
Good.
Cool.
Wait, I don't know who this is.
I'm Turtle with Enter the Shell. I'm interviewing the band that you're in, I guess.
As of 5 minutes ago.
So I'm here to congratulate you on a splendid choice. Tell me, what was it about this band that made you want to join it 5 minutes ago?
Well, Jenny and I worked together. I just realized earlier today that I've been on tour with Jenny Parrott more than I've been on tour with anyone else in the world. So I used to play the Stockton Party a lot back in the day. I was the other bass player for Stockton Party for a couple of years. And so then Jenny called me up and asked me if I would go on tour with Love It, and of course I said yes.
Cool. You guys are rehearsing for this tour coming up. What places are you guys going
to
hit?
Well, unfortunately, I only get to do 4 shows with them, and that's going to be in Providence, and then Worcester. No, Providence, then New Haven, then Worcester, and then in Brooklyn. And it's mostly, small music venues.
So you're just doing a little residency with the band. You're not going to go to all these other different places and be with the band, right?
That's not in the works as of yet.
Okay, cool. Well, congratulations on joining the band for this mini tour. And I look forward to hopefully seeing your face.
Thank you.
All right.
You want to talk to Vaughn again?
Yeah.
Here he is.
There was an exclusive with...
Hello?
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, good, man.
So we just heard the song Wild by Loves It. And right now I am talking with one of the members in the band, Vaughn. And is Jenny still there or is she not there?
Yeah, she's down in the basement. It's not on speakerphone, but I can... did you want to talk to her as well?
Yeah, we'll talk to her in a bit, maybe in the next break. But since I got you right here, let's talk about your guys' new album, All We Are. Like I was saying before, we just heard the song Wild. And I got to see the video for that song. A few things that came in mind when I was watching it. You guys were really wild in that video. It looked really fun.
Oh, yeah. It was so fun to make, man. It was at my folks' house. The monster truck is, like, right next door to my folks' house in West Virginia.
So that's not your monster truck?
That's not my monster truck. That's my neighbor's monster truck.
Very fun. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like, where my folks live, where I grew up, it's like, it's really rural, so it's a pretty quiet place. And all a couple of years ago, the neighbors started building monster trucks, so it's like, it'll be really quiet, and then all of a sudden you'll see a monster truck, like, jump the hill next to my folks' house, you know, it's really crazy.
Cool, have you got to test drive any of those monster trucks?
No, I've never driven the monster trucks, unfortunately. I'd like to, though. I mean... They're pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's why. And I saw you on there, and I just thought that was real cool. For more information on the band, let me give out your guys' website, lovesitmusic.net. And but more about Loves It, I love the name Loves It, because when Josh approached me about having you guys on, he sent me the link. And I was like, Loves It. And then I clicked on it, and I'm like, now I get it, because I love it. Tell me about tell me about the name of the band.
Well, it came basically when me and Jenny became friends in like 2008. We were talking about the show The Simple Life with Paris Hilton.
Right.
like Nicole Richie. And yeah. That's what they'd say to each other all the time, is love it. And we kind of just joked around because we were in separate touring bands. She was in Shotgun Party and I was touring at the time with this band called the Shake 'Em Ups. And we're like, if we're ever in a band together, we should call it Loves It. And we were just kind of joking with not really any intention of ever starting a band together, you know? Right. And then so we just kind of started jamming together maybe later that year. And then we started playing more. And then we both quit our bands, and then we started doing this thing full time. So we kind of had this name that was a joke that ended up sticking, for better or worse, you know?
I think for better, personally.
Yeah.
Wanted to talk about your album that is out now, and you can get that everywhere, All We Are. How long did it take you to make this? Well, a few questions. How long did it take you to make this album? And the second question is, now that you guys are touring, I just talked to the bass player that you guys just picked up 5 minutes ago. Great, by the way.
Yeah. I can hear it. It's funny. I'm talking to you up here, and they're right underneath of me in the basement, and I can hear them playing songs. I'm like, wow, this guy sounds pretty good.
You're like, I guess we should hire him. But
yeah, exactly, man.
What was your album? Was that originally a three-piece that you guys did on this album?
Well, I mean, it was just me and Jenny. Do most of the touring as a duo. And we had a bass player for a while in Europe for 2 months. And we have bass players in Austin. And then this is our first, like, northeastern tour with having an extra member. We wanted a fuller sound. We wanted a band sound. And we just know a bunch of great people in Austin. So we booked a couple of days in the studio. And we were just going to do bass and drums in the studio. And then I was going to track the rest of it myself and then have it mixed somewhere. But it just went so well and so quick that we just did the entire thing and blew through the entire recording in 3 days. And then spent the next couple months mixing it, basically.
So now that you guys have to kind of re-replicate this album, are you finding people like this where you're just, you know, going to a different state and you need an extra bass player, you need somebody else, and people are offering that to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen. I mean, I would take it all the time if we could swing it. But, you know, we do 200 gigs a year, so it's hard. I think it's hard to find someone to go out for such an extended period of time. You know, basically we gave up our homes to just do this full time and just tour. I mean, nearly 100% of the time. And so I think it's more difficult to find someone to go full-time with us on that, but it has proven to be so far, you know. But we will, you know, we will as we keep going with it and keep getting better. And
yeah, I'm wishing you guys luck in that. And if you're a musician and you maybe want to tour and be a part of Loves It, log on to lovesitmusic.net. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to hear the song Would You Like to Be My First Divorce? Because I thought that was hilarious. Is that a pickup line that you use?
No, but I should. No, so last year we were in this really bad car wreck. And it was last July. And as soon as I could pick up a guitar after that, as soon as I could like hold a guitar, that's the first song I wrote. And I don't think it had any bearing on anything that was going on in my life. But I think I needed some comic relief or something. That was the first thing I wrote right after that wreck. So I have no idea where it came from.
Maybe that wreck discombobulated your brain and those words were the only
ones. It definitely did that, man. Who knows?
Well, I'm glad you're okay. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And like I said, we're going to listen to Would You Like to Be My First Divorce. And as we do that, maybe Vaughn can run downstairs and get Jenny. And we're going to have more with our guest, Loves It, right here on The Playlist.
We were a disaster when we first met, fighting all the day and half the night. And I ain't trying to make light, but I thought that I might try to make things right and put a ring on your finger for a few years of your life. Would you like to be my first divorce? We'll be happy, of course, for a year or maybe more. Long enough maybe to make a baby or two. Then I won't be able to pay my child support, so things will get ugly and you'll take me to court. I'll be so happy that you wanted to be my first divorce. To be my first divorce, we'll be happy, of course, for a year or maybe more.
If we're lucky,
long enough, maybe to my mama make a baby or two. Then I won't be able to pay my child support, so things will get ugly and you'll take me to court. I'll be so happy that you wanted to be my first divorce.
If you like what you're listening to, be sure to log on to lovesitmusic.net.
There are days when I try not to think about you. There are days I just let the cameras roll. It's those pictures in my mind of you and me in time that ease my heart and soul. The angels sing, baby, baby, but are you on his mind or just one in a line of fools?
They're down there. I can hear them playing shoes right now. Hey, big. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. How's it going?
It's going great. This is Jenny.
Yeah. Vaughn went down. Am I downstairs in the basement with you?
I'm in the basement practicing.
Oh.
It's fun. This is where I used to hang out with my uncle when I was a little girl. And he drank beer and taught me how to throw darts.
You know what? I got a funny story about darts. I've been wanting to pitch a dart channel where it's just, you know, it's two things. It's darts and pool. It's 1 hour darts, another hour of pool. And it, you know, because I figure that would be a cool channel just to be on, like, at a bar or at home, you know?
That would be kind of interesting.
right?
It'd be like watching you vlog, but slightly more exciting.
Right? Are you a really good dart player?
I'm not a good dart player.
Okay, so...
I'm okay. Sometimes they fly around and hit the thing backwards and hit the ground.
So is your uncle disappointed in you? He's like, you could have been big. You could have been the greatest dart player in the world.
No, he's really proud of my modest achievements.
Cool. We just heard the song The Angels Sing, and that is my favorite song. What you're doing with your voice and the sound that you guys are creating is really captivating me. So good job on that, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, one.
I wrote that song in a fit of unbridled emotion on a porch in Missouri.
Why? What was going on? What was unbridling this emotion?
I was just, you know, I can't tell you all the details, but there's a lot of emotions. And then, as happens sometimes when you write a song that fits the emotions can cool. It's kind of like maybe having a fight or something, and after the fight, everyone's cooled down.
Now, I know you can't really divulge the details, but can you at least tell me if the details are juicy?
Always.
Oh, man. I know you guys are currently on tour, and what's funny is, and this is just me, if I was in a band and I'd be touring in the winter, I think I would go somewhere where it's warm and hot. That's kind of the way I would kind of do it. But you guys... instead are going to all the coldest places on Earth around America.
It's part of our tough image. Yeah, well, I'm our agent, and so we go where I say we go, and we go places where we go anywhere they say yes. That's been our plan. And this month they said yes in the Northeast, so here we are.
Right. Now, do you like this plan that is kind of evolved?
Yeah, it's really fun. There's nothing else I want to do. So, yeah, I do like it.
Was looking at your Instagram, and I'll have all the links to the Instagram and your Facebook and YouTube and all those links on the show notes so that the people listening can go check you guys out. But I saw that you played a club that had a stripper pole and a blow-up doll.
There was a stripper pole and a blow-up doll on stage with us. It was a very classy place. And it was the kind of place where, like, I was like, oh, what's the deal with food? Is there a discount or anything? I'm vegetarian. And they were like, pulled pork sliders, that's all you get when you decide to eat meat. And I was like, thanks. Thanks for decorating the stage for us. Awesome.
did you...
after we played, they were like, here's the tofu. I think they were testing us.
Okay. Did you use the stripper pole? Did you have any?
I didn't use the stripper pole. Vaughn, did you? Vaughn smelled it.
Ask him what it smelled like.
What did it smell like? You don't want to know.
Okay.
This is the grossest interview ever.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. The album is out now, All We Are. For more information, log on to lovesitmusic.net. I only have a couple more minutes left with the band, but if you log on to lovesitmusic.net, I see that you guys are taking orders for shirts and, you know, your album is out on vinyl, and you're offering a free holiday surprise, right?
We are. Free holiday surprise with purchases until New Year's.
Now, can you give us any sort of hint at what this surprise is? Because I love surprises.
Well, I know what one of the surprises is, and so does Vaughn, but there's another surprise that he doesn't even know what it is. So the hint is that it's a really big surprise. You could get any number of surprises.
Oh, so it's not the same surprise every time. It's going to be a different surprise per each order.
Yeah, it's like at the Salvation Army, they sell the like $5 goodie bag, and they're all different, and you can't look inside until you get it.
Ooh, interesting. I like that concept. So for more...
Yeah.
Yeah, what made you think of that? Was it just because the holidays were around? Or
we have a friend who's good at marketing, and he's like, so what are you guys doing for, like, a holiday promo? And we're like, I don't know, what are you doing? And then he said, I'm giving free holiday gifts with new memberships, because he runs a gym. We were like, we should do that. So we just stole his idea, because we're not as good at marketing as he is.
Well, I mean, you guys kind of don't have to be good at marketing because your music is marketing yourselves. Tell me about when you guys are playing and the crowds when they first hear you guys.
Oftentimes, they really dig it, and those are the really lucky, wonderful moments. And sometimes they dig it, but you can't really tell until the show's over, kind of thing. I don't really know how to explain it. But, like, the other day we played a really wild dive bar, and I was like, oh, this is fine, but nobody's listening. But then afterward, people come up, and they're like, that was awesome, blah, blah, blah. So that's cool. Did I answer the question?
Yeah. So I guess...
it feels like magic, though. When it's good, it feels like magic.
So I guess what we should tell the listeners that are listening to us right now is... when you're listening to Loves It and you go watch them, make sure to, bounce your head or, give them a little nod that, hey, the music is cool, right?
Yeah, and we love it when we dance.
Or do you dance a lot on stage?
I dance a little. I dance a lot, actually. Yeah, I dance a lot.
do you dance with the people in the crowd?
Not while I'm playing, but... spiritually, yes.
Fair enough. Any last comments, suggestions, or secret recipes that you would like to divulge before we go?
I just want to thank you for interviewing us, and thanks everyone for listening. It really means a lot.
Yeah, awesome. We have been playing cuts from the album All We Are, which is out now. Please feel free to go to lovesitmusic.net so you can purchase the album. And you guys are on Bandcamp, right?
We sure are on Bandcamp.
Okay, I'll have the link, and I'll actually embed the entire album so people can listen to it and buy it from there. Cool?
That sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Cool. Well, you go back to rehearsing and and make sure...
Okay, we're going to keep driving Grandma crazy.
Oh, do it. Do it, please. And if you can, make up a real quick turtle song for me. That would be great.
Turtles have shells and little feet and heads that go in and out.
Bump, bump. There it is.
There it is. Is that what you had in mind?
Exactly what I had in mind. Thank you so much. And we leave
okay,
you...
great.
Yeah, and we leave you now with Dancing.
Love for my sad heart, but I
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.